another method in which the employer and the employee cement the employment relationship is if the worker starts to do work. In other words, if the employee starts working, now he can't back out, or the employer can't back out without, you know, repercussions. And this is considered a kinyan on the relationship. Now, the Pesachei Choshen discusses some aspects about this. He notes that the Shach writes that this type of kinyan is a little bit of a weaker kinyan than some of the other things we mentioned in the previous shurim, like giving kesef or shtar or other things like that. And in fact, some say it's only a knas. The Machane Ephraim says this is really a knas for the employer. He can't back out, or the employee can't back out. It's really itakanas chachamim, and it is like a knas. Now, it's mashma from the Gemara, writes the Pesachei Choshen, that it doesn't actually have to be, the employee doesn't have to actually start working, but even his traveling to the job is considered a kinyan. So in other words, getting on the train to go to Manhattan and then finding out that you're not needed, so then the employer would have to pay the employee for such a trip, because the relationship was already sealed by or cemented by the fact that the employee started traveling. The Ar Sameach, however, writes that you need to do a shave pruta of work, which really is a little bit confusing based on what we just said, because if halicha, if we're simply going traveling, is sufficient, so it's unclear, says the Pesachei Choshen, why the Ar Sameach writes that you need to do a shave pruta of work. Okay, so now the another question which the Kesef Kadosh Kachim asks is, let's say you hire someone as a trial basis. In other words, you have a worker who you say we're going to have a day trial, and you pay the worker $50 for the day, and he's going to try, building something in your house or whatever it is. And at midway through the day, once the worker has already started, you decide, okay, this worker is not a good worker, I'm not keeping him long term, I'm also not keeping him for the rest of the day. Now, does the employer owe that worker $50 for that day or not? Is that considered a start of a work or not? So the Kesef Kadoshim writes that is not considered the start of a work and made a kinyan for the whole day, because it was known from the outset that it was a trial basis. Now, the Ramah in Shin Lamed Gimel Beis talks about another question. What about if the worker himself doesn't go to work or start the work, but he sends a shliach? Is that considered the start of work that makes a kinyan and makes and cements this employment relationship? And the answer, according to the Ramah, is it does not. It needs to be that the worker himself goes and start. That's what cements the relationship. Now, the Shach writes in the name of the Rivash that whether the worker is a poel, meaning he's paid per hour, or whether he's a kabo and he's paid per doing a service, for example, building a deck in your house for $10,000, so it doesn't make a difference. He's not paid per hour, he's paid for project-based, not hour-based. In either case, starting the work is considered a kinyan according to the Shach. The Machane Ephraim, though, he disagrees, says he's not sure if a kabon, we also say that starting the work is considered a kinyan, because there it's a little bit of a different relationship. Now, according to the poskim, they'd say that no, even by a kabon, even by someone who's doing a project, who's paid per project, according to those poskim who say that starting the work is considered a kinyan, well, the question is what about starting to come to the job? In other words, the guy, you pay someone $10,000 to build your deck, and the guy just starts by driving to your house, but he hasn't actually started building the deck. Now, can the owner of the house back out of that relationship? So the Pesachei Choshen says he's not sure in this situation. Now, a final point is that, okay, so let's say you have a 2-year contract, and the person starts working the first day or two, and then the employer wants to back out. Does the employer now, is he committed to the full 2 years, or does he go annually per year? In the contract now was 2 years. So the Pesachei Choshen writes that no, but it actually is a full 2-year commitment based on the contract. However, And this is based on the Ramah. And that this is even the case when you pay, even if the contract says 100 hours per year, and you give him a 200-hour contract, it's still, but 100 hours per year, it's still considered a full one big contract. And if he doesn't do the entire, and if he tried, the employer backs out, he would owe for both years. Now, the Beis Shlomo seems to disagree with that and say, well, if the contract specifies that it's per year, 100 hours per day, 10 hours per day, whatever it is, then in that case, then if the employer backs out, he only owes him that $10 for that day. He doesn't owe the entire contract. However, the Piskei Kosher notes, this is like we just said, is against the Ramah. And the final point, Rabbi Akiva Eiger points out that if they have a three-year arrangement and he starts doing work, so now they're committed for this 3 years, then in the middle of it, in year number two, they add on a fourth year. Does the work for the first year or two cement the relationship for all 4 years, or do you have to, does that fourth year only get cemented, that employee-employer relationship, once he starts working in the fourth year? That Rabbi Akiva Eiger is mistopic about.